Good morning, everybody. All right, everybody stop and take a really deep breath. Breathe in, breathe in. Yeah, breathe it out in. Yeah. Can you smell it? Fall. Football. Pizza, wings. I did that in the first service, and the reason I did it in the first service because it was like, kid up there with like something there, and I didn't want to look at it through the whole service, so I thought that would be a good way of getting any. So good morning. My name is Denny Willis. Welcome to East Aurora Revive Campus. I'm one of the many volunteers around here at East Aurora, and I'm one of the many volunteers across all of our campuses, and it is just an honor and a privilege to get to share with you today. We're starting a new series based in the book of Ruth, and a little uncomfortable here, but if I'm honest, please don't tell Kevin and Becky, I was not exactly thrilled about this message today. I've read through the book of Ruth, I don't know how many times, and I just could not see where they were going to go in the book of Ruth, and I am so blessed, and you guys are blessed too, that we have people like Kevin and Becky on staff and Paul and Trevor and all them, and they were able to share their insights with me and like make me understand where this was going, and so today I am fired up, man. I'm excited about this series. The series we're going to be in for the next couple weeks is called Bold. Today we are going to look at how God uses our everyday boldness to accomplish his will. We're going to see how God uses regular, ordinary, everyday people like us that are just doing the right by God and right by others to accomplish his will in this world. So what is it that you think about when you think about everyday boldness? Well, honestly, it could look different for each and every one of us, depending on the season that you're in your life or where God has you at this time. And hopefully, as we go through this series, God will help you discern how you can use everyday boldness to further his kingdom. So when I hear the word everyday and boldness put together, it seems like it's this. They just don't go together, right? So when you think of boldness, you think of brash, you think of cavalier, you think of risky, right? You think of people like Martin Luther King, or you think of Franklin or Billy Graham, and you think of these bold things that they did. You think of like risk takers, or maybe today, because it's opening day of the Bills season, you think of Josh Allen throwing a 60-yard pass downfield between two receivers for a touchdown. I know, sorry, Lord, but I'm sure he's a Bills fan. So, or maybe you think of, being Bills season again, somebody wearing a Patriots jersey at the Bills stadium. Not good. But what comes to mind when you think of like every day? Boring, right? Every day I have to go to work. Every day I have to go to school. Every day I have to do the dishes. Boring. Mundane. Honestly, most of us will never be involved in something the size of a Billy Graham revival or a Martin Luther King movement. But instead, our lives, every day, we live for his glory, will accomplish just as much for his kingdom and have just as much impact in this world. See, I once heard a pastor of a very large church say that in his 35 years of pastoring the church, he had only led one person to Christ. And he went on to say, everyday people living their lives for God and his glory bring more people to Christ. See, I hope that encourages you, because most of us are just everyday people. When I hear that, it encourages me. See, you may be in a real season of suffering right now. You may be in a season of uncertainty or grief. And even in that uncertain season, even in that suffering, even in that grief that you're going through, God can use you to further his kingdom. See, because people are watching you. They're watching how you walk through your suffering. They're watching how you walk through your grief. And they're watching how you walk through uncertainty in life. And that can have a profound impact on other people's lives. So for the purpose of this message, let's get a working definition of everyday boldness. Everyday boldness. The small, courageous actions people take in their daily lives to love God and to love others. So let me give you a little bit of context what's going on here in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is written around the same time frame that the book of Judges is happening. So after Moses passes away, Joshua leads the people, the Jewish people, into the promised land, the land of Israel. So out of faithfulness and obedience to God, Joshua tells them to throw away their idols and to follow the one and only true God. Let's see how that worked out. Judges 21, verse 25. In those days, Israel had no king, and everybody did as they saw fit. Now, how many of you are thinking, that sort of sounds like today? Everybody just doing what they want, just going where they want, doing what they want, treating people how they want. But see, this is different. This is complete lawlessness. Today, we have laws, we have regulations, we have rules, and we have government agencies that try to enforce this. Now, if somebody is speeding up and down Main Street, eventually they're going to get caught, and there's going to be a price to pay for their lawlessness. See, there was nothing like this in place during this time period. They had entered into a time of spiritual and moral darkness. And when I say they had no king, that means the one true God is the king. The people often worshiped false gods and turned away from God and returned to idol worship over and over again. And despite how many times God would rescue them, they would continually turn back to their idol worship. Now, every once in a while, God would raise up spiritual leaders, judges, to protect them, and when enemies attacked, or bring them back into their covenant with God. But over time, like many of us do, is we fall back into our spiritual darkness, or maybe even idol worship. And just like a good parent, when a child has been disobedient, there has to be consequences for their actions. And that's what we see here in the book of Ruth. See, there was this great famine that overtook the land of Israel because of their disobedience. And it not only affected the nation, but as you can imagine, it would have affect families and individuals. We're going to take a look at one of those families today, Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons. Now, they have moved to Moab because there was food. That was a neighboring country. And at some point, Elimelech dies, and so do the two sons. And the sons had both married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. So Naomi has lost her husband, she's lost her two sons, and she's left in the world with nothing more than her daughter-in-laws. See, their situation is dire. No means of support. There's no social security to fall back on. There's no life insurance to pay the bills for a while. There's no government agencies that's going to step in and bail them out of this trouble. And honestly, back then, women were considered second-class citizens. And they weren't allowed to inherit anything. Anything that was left behind would be given to the next male relative of their family. So let's look at Ruth 1, verse 6. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughter-in-laws prepared to return to their home. So just like a good parent that had grounded or punished a child, eventually that punishment comes to an end. And it's the same way with God. After a time, he removes the punishment. Even though the people still weren't devoted to him, I have to ask the question, why would he do that? Why would he remove a punishment from a people that weren't devoted to him? Well, because God is devoted to us. See, he would never completely abandon his people, and he would never completely abandon us. God is devoted to us. And as people made in his own image, we need to be devoted to him, and we need to be devoted to others. So let me build on this definition of everyday boldness. Everyday boldness, the small, courageous actions of devotion people take in their daily lives to love God and to love others. And that devotion fuels hope. Ruth 1, verses 8 and 9 says this, "Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-laws, 'Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you've shown kindness to your dear husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you find rest in the home of another husband.'" So Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws prepare to head out on the road towards Israel. And at some point during their journey, Naomi tells them to return to Moab. Why would she do such a thing? Well, it's because of devotion, wanting what is best for another. Naomi knew that there would be risk to be taken for them to travel onto Israel with them. But devotion expresses itself in wanting and doing what is best for another. See, Naomi is expressing everyday boldness towards her daughter-in-law. This trip would be much safer if the three of them stayed together. As I mentioned earlier, it was a dark and lawless time. And Naomi was putting herself at much risk by making this trip alone. Also, there would be a certain degree of comfort, right, of having the girls with her. They had all experienced the same grief. They have all experienced the same loss. And there was much uncertainty of returning to Israel for Naomi. At least if there was three of them together, they would be able to comfort each other. They would be able to support each other. And having two younger women with her could possibly provide some financial support in what were sure to be uncertain times. We have all faced hardships and hard times in our lives. It might be financial hardships, health issues, whether it's your own or that of a close loved one. Or maybe you've just lost a loved one. And having others come around you in those hard times who are devoted to you provides hope in those times of suffering. Many years ago, back in 2007, I took my first missions trip to Zambia, and I co-led the team with Kevin and Becky. And I still remember the words of this missionary. He said something that just impacted the rest of my life. He said, "There's many ways to kill people, and one of them is to take away their hope." See, when we look at our own lives, are we really wanting what's best for others? Are we wanting what's best for our families? Are we wanting what's best for our church families? See, or are we willing to only go so far, and then we selfishly just hold back a little bit? What is really best for the others? You see, everyday boldness isn't for the faint of heart. It comes with a cost. And I have to ask you, and I have to ask me today, are we willing to pay that price? Because there is a cost to everyday boldness. That cost looks different for each and every one of us. Maybe for you, it's taking care of an aging parent, shopping for them, cleaning for them, running errands for them. Maybe the cost for you is spending more quality time with your children and pouring into them and sacrificing that extra hour of TV, or maybe in answering those last work emails. Or maybe the cost for you is given freely of your times and talents to your church family. See, remember today that God is devoted to us. See, he thought of us first when he sent his only son into this dark world to pay the price for our sins. Why? Because he's devoted to us. See, he wants what's best for us. He wants us to boldly be devoted to him first and to others, thinking of them above ourselves. Back to the story. Naomi encourages both girls to go back to Moab to their families. Initially, both girls refuse in another demonstration of Naomi's devotion to them. She reasons very logically with them. Orpah weeps, kisses her mother-in-law goodbye, and heads back home. But Ruth remains. Ruth 1:14. They wept out loud. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. She clung to her. Those are powerful words. See, there's been many times in my life where I've experienced hardship, as many of you have. And honestly, I know there's many of you experiencing hardship today. But there's something so powerful when somebody comes up and wraps their arms around you, pulls you in, and feels like they're never going to let you go. So in the times of desperation like Naomi and Ruth are experiencing, we need to cling to God. We need to cling to his words. We need to cling to his promises and be devoted to him as he is devoted to us. We need to cling to his people and be devoted to one another and demonstrate everyday boldness in that way. Ruth 1:16-18. We see this everyday boldness displayed again. But Ruth replied, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me ever so severely, if even death separates me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. You see, continuing on this journey presented a lot of risk for Ruth. And she knew that there would be a price to pay for her devotion to Naomi. I didn't mention this earlier, but Israelites were not allowed to be associated with Moabites. For Ruth to continue to Israel presented a lot of an uncertainty and a lot of risk for her. There would be a cost for Ruth's devotion to Naomi. It would be unlikely that she would ever get married again or ever have family. It would be unlikely that she would ever be accepted in the community, but she was willing to pay that price because of Naomi's constant display of everyday boldness. Scripture doesn't tell us, but there had to be something. There had to be something that Ruth saw in Naomi that just was so appealing. Her devotion to her daughter-in-laws, her devotion to her family, but her devotion to God had to be something that Ruth saw and experienced. And it was just so appealing to her. You see, in today's world, I hate to say it, but everyday boldness isn't as common as it should be. We tend to hold back on putting ourselves ahead of others. We live in a society where it's me first, my rights, you owe me. You've all heard the saying that hindsight is 20/20. One of the most beautiful things about getting older and walking with the Lord for years and decades is looking over the time and seeing his devotion and faithfulness. See, in those dark times that I felt alone, he was always there. Never turned his back, not once. I don't know why, but I always seemed like I was a priority to him. He remained devoted to me. Seeing that devotion, that faithfulness, that goodness of God is what should propel us to be fully devoted to him and fully devoted to others. Everyday boldness, the small, courageous actions of devotion, people take in their daily lives to love God and to love others. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you so much for your faithfulness. I thank you so much for your devotion for us. I thank you so much for the way that you love us. I thank you from the time that I wake up in the morning that I feel your mercy and grace. I pray, Father God, for all those that are hurting here today. You just speak truth. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you are devoted to them. Let us be courageous people and live our lives for you and live our lives for others. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.